This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, thanks for joining this week's radio show. Remember, this is your final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is now show number 438. This episode is provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. Well, so many of us go looking for inspiration every single day. But the funny thing is that inspiration is a lot closer than you think. Here to help is Christy Hedges. She's a nationally recognized expert in leadership communications. She's got a new book out. It's called The Inspiration Code. Christy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Barry.
So I remember when I first got in the business world, I like put up all these motivational sayings all around me and, you know, keep going and you see the light at the end of the tunnel. Does that work?
That's funny. I think I can relate to that experience. A lot of companies go that route. You know, when we want to inspire people, we think about, you know, either a great mission statement or a vision or, you know, putting great sayings on the walls all around the company. And it's not that those things are wrong or bad, because I believe any sort of walk towards inspiration is a good thing. It's just that I found in my research that what actually inspires people generally aren't those kinds of tactics. It's really the conversations that people have a lot of times with their managers or certainly with their colleagues on a day-to-day basis that really inspires people.
It's interesting because one of the things that you talk about in the book is that listening is probably the number one rated inspirational behavior. And it's we all can listen, or some of us can't listen. But tell us about why that is so inspirational.
Well, I'll be honest. I was surprised at that finding when I was doing the qualitative research. I heard that often that the people who inspired us were good listeners and that they made time for us and gave us their attention. So I knew it was important. But it was only when I did some quantitative research with the Harris poll looking at how to really weight those behaviors that I learned that listening was the number one behavior that people said inspired them. And as someone who spent their career in communications, a lot of it teaching people how to speak a certain way, that was a little bit humbling, I must say. But then when I thought about it further, I got it, because listening is something we can all do. However, most of us don't do it all that well. We don't listen in terms of inspirational listening. We might listen in a transactional way, which would be to get the answer that we need or to make a judgment. But when we listen in a way that allows people to really think, that asks questions out of curiosity, it feels pretty darn good, and people often leave those conversations, feeling like they learned something, they had insights, and it wasn't because somebody said something to them, it's because somebody listened to them a certain way.
So is that why it's inspiring when I go to somebody that I respect and they actually listen to me, that can inspire me to go forward because I feel
Absolutely.
Empowered?
Yeah. I mean, it's why people go to see, psychiatrists or psychologists or coaches or, have a mentor who really listens to them. That's why all of those activities feel good, because somebody provides the space for us to really process our thoughts, they ask questions that shows they care. And it's just like you were saying, it's somebody who, especially if we, admire them or think highly of them, if they create that kind of time for us, it feels good.
It's interesting because one of the things you talk about in the book is that these kinds of small moments really have a big impact. When you have personal conversations where people are really talking from the heart, this is what people remember.
Yeah, it is. And, the reason I ended up writing a book about this was kind of by accident, because when I wrote The Power of Presence, I was out working with, groups and teams and doing keynotes. And so, when I would open those workshops, I started asking this question of who inspired you and what did they do? And I really meant to map those behaviors back to presence, and I wanted to make some personal connections for folks. And honestly, I wanted to just kind of warm up the room, because often you're in there in the morning and you're speaking, right, and you want people to show a little energy and talk. But what would happen over and over again is, the whole room would go from sort of tired and just, having your first cup of coffee, kind of waking up, to energized. recognized and laughing and gesturing and sharing, and their eyes would shine. And when I would, you know, debrief the room, you know, I would hear about people that inspired, you know, the folks in the room from the time they were, you know, young, their family or their teachers or coaches, all the way up to last week with, you know, someone they worked with or their boss. And found that people carry these words of inspiring people with them really their whole lives, and go back to them as touch points when they need them, and they just have a great impact on people.
And it's interesting because when people have these conversations where they actually identify or tell you that you have tremendous potential, I remember when I was working at IBM, I had a branch manager named Jim, and I'd walk into his office one day, and he took one of his business cards, and he crossed out his name, and he put my name on it, and he says, I think you can be an IBM branch manager someday. And I still tell that story like 25 years later, because it made a difference.
Yeah, exactly. That's such a great and concrete example. And I have my own. Yeah, I started, you know, I had a business before I became a coach, even though I've been a coach for 10 years now. And by the way, I love the name of your first book, because I do think you have to be a little bit crazy.
You do
got to
be crazy.
Business.
Right, exactly.
I say that all the time. Like, naivete was my friend. But yeah, I remember those early mentors when I was running the business, and gosh, those words just they really fortified me when people said something that made me, you know, courageous enough to go on.
But what if, you know, you say that, you know, to be inspirational, you got to be authentic. What if someone isn't comfortable talking to people, if they're a real introvert, that their authentic self is, well, I don't talk to people?
Well, you know, I've yet to meet someone so introverted that they don't know how to talk to people. No, certainly, you know, that exists. And definitely introverts might not think about that first. But, you know, the beauty of what I found in this work and what I put together in the Inspire Path model are really just common communication behaviors that anybody can do. It doesn't require you to have great extroversion or to be super charismatic or any of those things. It just you know, shows you how just to have regular conversations, but have them in a certain way with intent that makes them inspirational. And for introverts, it's actually, I think, great news, because it doesn't mean you have to be able to stand up in front of 600 people and just wow a huge crowd,
right,
which is often what we think of when we think about inspirational leadership, or even say exactly the right thing. It's you know, I find that in those quiet moments, those one-on-one times, which, you know, introverts typically like and gravitate towards, those are the times were most inspirational, like the example you just gave.
And what's really interesting is you have to show that you really care. I don't mean just say you care, but really care about people. That's really important part.
Yeah, so I think it does help to have a natural curiosity about people. And I find that, you know, most people who find their way into leadership, if they can find the time, I mean, time is always people's enemy, and they're just like, you know, I'll hear often with my clients, if I had more time, I would have more conversations with people, but I just don't have enough time. And so if you can really prioritize it, and, you know, what I show here is that they don't have to be very long conversations. And my guess is the one you had probably wasn't all that long.
Well, what?
It doesn't take a lot of time. It just takes intention. And we have a lot of accidental conversations throughout the day. We waste a lot of time on conversations that aren't all that impactful or effective. If we just made a focused effort to have more of these inspirational conversations on a regular basis, it's not a huge time commitment, but gosh, you get a whole lot back.
Now, you say that technology is killing inspiration because of all the interruptions. What can we do about it?
Well, you know, it's that's not a new statement that technology is getting in the way of connections. Certainly not. But what I talk about in the book is because, you know, one of the things that came out again and again in these conversations was that someone just, they focused their attention on me. So when I was in front of them, it wasn't as if they were distracted. They, you know, gave me, even if it's 10 minutes, they gave me 10 minutes of focused time. And in most organizations, we just have so many distractions. You know, when you go into even a one-to-one meeting with a person's boss, they might find that that person's checking email the
exactly.
whole time.
Exactly. That's not very inspirational when I'm trying to talk
right.
to you and you're
it
checking your email
it.
On your phone. Exactly.
Yes, yes. It kills it. It makes you feel like you're kind of a, you know, just a, something they're doing in passing, and you're not important. You're not a priority. So I encourage people just to turn that stuff off for the 10 minutes you're having the conversation. And one of the ways that's a simple technique, but it works, is to begin the conversation by letting the other person know that you're going to turn everything off.
Right.
And that it's the conversation's nice. Important to you. And just saying that makes you do it.
Nice. All right. So the last question I have for you, Christy, is what is your favorite inspirational quote?
Oh, gosh. Well, one of my favorites is by Joan Baez, which is action is the antidote to despair.
Oh, I like that very much. Well, mine is what I say at the end of every single show. Love everyone. Trust a few and paddle your own canoe.
Oh, love it.
So I love that. So where can people get a copy of the book, The Inspiration Code?
They can get it anywhere they like to buy books, certainly Amazon, Barnes & Noble, indie bookstores, 800-CEO-READ. Wherever you like to buy it, you can find it.
And if people want to get in touch with you?
Best way is just go to my website, The Hedges Company, THEHEDGESCOMPANY.com.
Christy, thanks for being on the show and providing a little inspiration for us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me, Bear. It was a pleasure.
Coming up, so many of us are addicted to distraction. We're going to talk about next how to cure this and how to get more things done in the day, no matter what. This is AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Derek Peters with a look at traffic. Some good news on the west side. Roosevelt Road has been reopened between Independence Boulevard and Central Park Avenue after a lengthy crash investigation. Also, some good news. Southbound Lakeshore Drive has been reopened through the Oak Street curve back to just 15 minutes from Hollywood down to Monroe Street. Now, in McHenry, Lincoln Road still shut down between Charles Street and Emily Lane due to a crash. And in the West Loop, a wreck at Des Plaines Street and Adams Street. Also, a report of a crash from the inbound Stevenson ramp to the inbound Dan Ryan. Car off its wheels reported on that ramp. And inbound Bishop Ford, a left lane shut down at 159th Street with a crash. Outside, fair and 65 degrees. Later in the day, more clouds expected and a high of 85. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Ivanka Trump made a rare live appearance on Fox and Friends.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
When she speaks, I just go to my happy place.
That's why Jared Kushner married her, I suppose.
She can speak because he doesn't.
Exactly. No one has ever heard Jared Kushner speak to this day. He just points to her. I wonder how he took his vows.
No, he just nodded.
I think she is an asset to President Trump.
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva.
Nextiva.
Simplifying your business communications. Get a copy of Barry's new book, BAM, where he shows how social media and our self-service world has rewritten all the rules of customer service. The best marketing now is BAM, good customer service. Be the first to tweet Barry at Barry Moult and get a free copy of the book.
The real estate market can be tricky to navigate. The only edge to help you get ahead is knowledge and experience. And Real Estate Revealed is that edge. Heard Sunday mornings at 8 and hosted by Randy Barcella, Real Estate Revealed uncovers truths about the real estate market with an entire team of experts. Their real estate power allows them to present their experiences to benefit you before your next transaction. Real Estate Revealed, Sunday mornings at 8 on AM 560, The Answer.
For the last decade, it's been called the greatest libertarian show on earth. This year will be no different. Attended by the most brilliant conservative minds today, join us for Freedom Fest, July 19th through the 22nd at the Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. This year, come hear the likes of Greg Gutfeld from Fox News, actor William Shatner, and SRN's very own Larry Elder and Michael Medved. Register now at freedomfest.com and save $100 by using the code REASON100 at freedomfest.com.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, there's no doubt that we live in the age of distraction. It's become so difficult to focus with all the interruptions that, in fact, when we don't get interrupted, we actually go looking for those interruptions. This hurts our ability, of course, to get anything done. Here to help is Jennifer Gibbs, who's a professor in Department of Communications at the University of California, Santa Barbara. Her work has been published in leading journals in a variety of disciplines. She has given many talks and is quoted regularly in national news media such as ABC News, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and The Washington Post. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Barry. I'm glad to be here.
I keep saying that we are raising a generation of attention deficit disorder individuals. Do you think that's true?
Well, I think that there's certainly a lot more demands on our time and attention now than in the past, and I think that it's definitely a concern. So, I would agree in many ways.
Is the chief culprit mobile and digital distractions, or it's something else?
Well, you know, that's a good question, and I think that it's very easy to blame technology. Now we have this proliferation of mobile devices and digital technologies. We have so many more ways to keep in touch and connect with others and communicate. And, you know, these devices we carry around with us all the time, our smartphones, our laptops, our iPads, our, you know, other tablets, et cetera. And I think that we do have a lot of new distractions on our time and new tools of distraction, but I don't actually think that the technologies are the problem per se. I think that, you know, there are certain ways that technologies are designed to be addicting and to try to engage our attention, and designers of technologies actually, you know, design them in a way that will keep us constantly plugged in and connected and coming back to check for more. But I think that there's a lot of other reasons. I think there's societal reasons for our distraction as well.
So, like, for example?
So, I think that a lot of this, you know, stress and kind of exhaustion we have and feeling that we're pulled in multiple directions and this, you know, constant busyness that I think a lot of professionals and others feel today is not just due to the technology, but due to our culture of overwork. Americans are accomplishment junkies. You know, we like to cram as much activity into our lives as possible. There's actually an intercultural dimension called activity orientation that says that, you know, some cultures are doing cultures and other cultures are being cultures. And the U.S. at least is a doing culture, which means that we really value our, you know, how much activity we can fit into our time, into our days. We feel like we want to be productive. We value being busy. But I think that this has kind of, you know, come to an extreme point where busy is not respectable anymore. Busy's, you know, it has a lot of downsides where we're cramming so much into our lives that we're not really getting the rest and rejuvenation that we need and the downtime that we need.
It's so interesting because one of my coaches, Victoria Labom, she says that we just compete with each other on how busy we are.
Yeah, it's become a status symbol. You know, when someone says, "Oh, how are you?" "Oh, I'm busy." You know, that's like almost a knee-jerk response. And, you know, we kind of feel like it's a badge of honor because it makes us feel like we're productive, we're accomplishing a lot. You know, we value our lives that way. But a lot of times it's kind of mindless stimulation or mindless, and it's not, you know, it's having downsides because it's stressing us out and it's exhausting us. And it's not necessarily making us more productive, I think.
Right. And so we don't – you're saying from a cultural standpoint, Americans have a hard time just being – and then you add in this device, these electronic devices that allow you actually to, I wouldn't say do more, but actually to take more actions. And people turn, of course, to multitasking, which I always tell people it causes brain damage.
Yeah, it does. I think that now we have these mobile devices that we carry around with us, and we never have to be bored. We always have something to do, and it's this kind of instrumental activity that's, you know, not always meaningful, but it's something to fill the time. And so I think that that's, that we don't often think about how we want to fill our time. And so we have a new, we have a lot of new mindless stimulation to fill up our time.
So Jennifer, what is the solution to this, to actually live, I would say, a more productive and happier life?
I think a lot of it lies in, first of all, recognizing the problem. I think that we do a lot of things without thinking about it. This, kind of culture of overwork. I mean, it's hard to change our culture. I mean, that's a more systemic issue. But, I think that we don't have to keep ourselves busy all the time. A lot of the busyness that we face is self-imposed. And I think that there are ways that we can limit and control our use of technology and try to use it in meaningful ways. And, obviously, technologies have a lot of benefits. They help us connect. They can help small business owners, operate on a larger scale and attract a wider audience. And, they have a lot of benefits, and it's not as simple as just saying put down the phone or, unplug. But I think that there's ways that we can think about our need for distraction. Distraction is not always a bad thing. It's also, we need downtime, we need breaks, and trying to be mindful about how we fill that time and not, using it just scrolling through Facebook or Twitter or, playing games on the internet. But, thinking about doing things that are actually going to rejuvenate and relax us. And there's ways of limiting how connected we are to technology. It's just because we get constant notifications and we can respond instantly to messages doesn't mean that we have to.
Exactly.
There's a lot of ways we can delay our responses. It doesn't have to be an immediate response.
Exactly. We're supposedly the one that controls. I've talked many times that every 2 years I go on a big trip with my family, take 2 to 3 weeks off, and I'm disconnected from technology. And I would tell you, Jennifer, that whenever I do this trip, the first day or two is really tough because I don't know what to do with myself. But eventually I'm able to slow down and have real conversations and thoughtful conversations with the people around me.
Yes, I think that's great. Yeah. And we're so used to not doing that it does take a minute to kind of, figure out what to do with our time. But then when you do that, you can have more relaxed and real conversations. And I always tell my kids, they like, we're driving in the car and they're like, I'm bored. And it's like, well, you need to learn how to be bored. And,
right.
If you have your devices all the time, that's not going to teach you how to be bored and figure out creative uses of your time.
But I think you're right, Jennifer. I think people are scared not to be busy, right? I think a lot of people don't know what being productive is, but they're scared not to constantly be in motion. I know for myself, a lot of times I am.
Yeah, I'm guilty as well. I mean, it's easy to critique this, but yeah, it's really hard to not be like that.
So how do you figure out the activities that for you will rejuvenate you, where you don't always have to be busy and you actually can be more productive in those times where you need to be?
Well, I think that really, is up to the individual, and, people have to figure out what is a meaningful use of their time. We control our destinies. We provide meaning in our lives, but we have to figure out what will do that. And maybe that's spending time with friends and family, and maybe that's unplugging and taking a vacation. It's amazing how much unused vacation time there is in the U.S. Even though we don't get as much as other countries, no one takes it. You feel guilty taking a vacation. So allowing yourself to have a rest.
Right. It was something like 50 or 60% of people have unused vacation times. And I want to reiterate here that policy comes from the boss. If the boss doesn't take time off, then your employees will feel strange about taking time off. So you've got to be a leader in this area as well.
Right. It's all about the norms and the organizational culture. There's been studies that have found that, even companies that have policies that allow maternity leave and other types of leave and vacation, that oftentimes their norms are such that the boss doesn't take it and the managers don't take it. And then the other employees feel like they can't take it. So even though there's a policy in place, people still feel like they can't take it or they'll be viewed negatively.
Exactly. And I have a challenge for all my listeners out there. I want today, see if you cannot be busy for 2 whole minutes. Now, you might say 2 minutes doesn't sound like a lot, but actually, if you try to do it for the first time, Jennifer, 2 minutes is a long time.
It really is. You know, some of the research on multitasking finds that workers average 3 minutes before switching tasks. So our attention spans are so short now that we can only go for 3 minutes before switching to another task.
It's really amazing. Jennifer, I appreciate being on the show. If you want to get to Jennifer, you can go to jengibbs.net, JENNGIBBS.net. Jennifer, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks so much, Gary.
Coming up straight ahead, we're going to talk about the higher minimum wage that's coming to Illinois. Is that good or bad for small business? This AM 560 The Answer. Be right back.
Larry Elder sees the benefits of the president's tweets.
He's got Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough no longer talking about Russia. He's got Chris Cuomo no longer talking about Russia because he's got a tweet about him.
I don't know about you, but I'm loving this. It's the one thing that Donald Trump has been able to figure out to do to get the reporters no longer talking about Russia. Tweet about them. Then they'll talk about themselves.
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7, right before Jay Sekulow at 9 on AM 560. The Answer.
Radio, I'm Chris DeMeo. A ceasefire brokered by the U.S. and Russia now in effect in southern Syria. Russian President Vladimir Putin continues to say no, denying that his country tried to meddle in the U.S. presidential election.
Our position is known. There are no grounds for saying Russia interfered in the U.S. election.
Putin spoke in Hamburg, Germany, where he attended the G20 summit. It comes after his first private sit-down Friday with President Trump. In NASCAR, a big win in Kentucky for Martin Truex Jr.
Martin Truex Jr. cruised to a 14-second lead and had victory in sight when a late-race caution bunched up the field and forced overtime in Saturday night's Quaker State 400 at the Kentucky Speedway. Truex outraced Kyle Larson on the restart to get victory number 3 on the season.
Will Clark of Fox affiliate WHAS. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning, I'm Jeremy Scott with your look at the roadways. A couple of problems out there. We'll start things off with the big one. It's inbound on the Eisenhower, where you're slam-packed from Damon into Ashland with a crash in at least two right lanes. 31 in from Thorndale, 18 in from Mannheim. Also, if you're up out on the Dam Ryan, around 83rd, we are getting reports of a crash there as well. No delay yet, but still pretty early, and there are a lot of wide open spaces as you head out and about. Rest of your roads are looking good. We're seeing no other accidents or delays to slow you down. This traffic update is sponsored by True Car. Using True Car, you can easily find the car you want. True Car users save on average over $3,000 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Forecast for today, what you see is what you get. Sunny skies and temperatures in the mid-80s. Right now at O'Hare, it's 64 degrees, same at Midway. That's traffic on AM 560 The Answer.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@moltz.com. That's barry@moltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code Chicago.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, in Illinois and many states around the country, a higher minimum wage is coming your way. Is this good or bad for small business? Here to talk about that is Mason Coles, the founding partner of the law firm Cole Satkin. Mason, welcome to the show.
Barry, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
So at least in Illinois, this $15 minimum wage is coming out of the House committee, and gradually it's going to be raised over time. Do you think this is a good or bad thing for small business and the economy?
Barry, I hate it. I've got a lot of clients who hate it, and you hit the nail on the head that it's not immediate. I think the state's trying to do its part by giving businesses time to prepare, but I think all it's doing is making businesses nervous.
So let me ask you a question. Don't you think that people should get a livable wage so they don't have to go on welfare? Because if they've got to go on supplementary welfare, aren't we just subsidizing corporate profits?
You know, that's a good point. And essentially, the question is, if workers are not earning sufficient funds, where are they going to get the funds to, you know, pay for health care, residence living, all those kinds of things? I think the answer is yes. I think welfare would, unfortunately, be the only option to fill the void. I think the challenge is if businesses are intimidated to hire, whether or not that's valid, but if they feel intimidated, are they going to hire employees?
You know, it's interesting because I think here in Illinois, Mason, the economy or whatever, the state of Illinois couldn't get much worse, right?
You know, that's a good point. I think one of the markers that we're always going to Springfield with is Illinois has one of the worst hiring records. And so for some reason, despite the fact that we've got great schooling, a relatively good economy, a great place to be, you know, especially since we're in the middle of the country, but for some reason, businesses hire at one of the lowest rates compared to the rest of the country.
And do you think that's because, you know, the property taxes or the cost of living here in Illinois is so high that people don't seek employment here?
You know, I think there's an element of that. I think that right now, coming out of the weak economy, even though right now the economy seems to be strumming along, I think businesses are nervous. They say, well, what happens, with the federal administration and the anxiety there? What happens if these great interest rates don't stay? And so I'm seeing a lot of delay among my clients of, well, I'm going to wait another year before I hire, even though we've had 2 great years of an economy.
So where do you think, Mason, that balance is between what the minimum wage should be and getting people a livable wage so they don't have to go on federal assistance? Because that's really where, you know, as a small business owner, that's really where I'm torn.
Yes, and I think that you really hit the nail on the head of, what do we do when I read a Tribune article saying 40% of Illinois residents are earning less than $15 an hour. So this is obviously a large segment, you know, of the population that's going to be affected by this. I look at the challenge of the 5-employee restaurant, the 10-employee, you know, light manufacturing company. And when the owner says, I'm scared about overtime, I'm scared about mandatory PTO, and they don't hire, their current 5 to 10 employees might get a little bit of a bump, but now you have that 11th employee, that 6th employee who's not getting hired. So that's the balancing act that we're facing.
Yeah, because I don't agree with, you know, the Georgia Republican Karen Hanlon says that people don't deserve a livable wage, right?
Right. Right. And I think what, you know, when an employee is providing a service, they definitely, you know, deserve a certain wage. They deserve to be able to have a place to live, to be able to put their children through school, to be able to have health care. But I think the challenge is how do we convince, I don't think we need to convince business owners that their employees need to get paid more. I think what we really need to do is convince business owners to hire more people, to be giving more of their employees health care. And so I think that we want to make it easier for businesses to hire.
Do you think, you know, right now the minimum wage is really by state. Should it by city be by city so or by county so businesses can decide if they want to locate in that county and if they have a higher minimum wage and need to charge more for their customers and the customers can decide whether they want to support those businesses who have to pay more because there's a higher minimum wage?
You know, that's a good question. And I think what you're really asking is, should it be a state-by-state decision or a county-by-county, or, you know, we could even go smaller and smaller, the local government. You know, I think the problem is if you make it a citywide decision, then you have businesses saying, well, I'll just go, you know, somewhere else in Cook County,
right,
or I'll just go to a different county. Or I have a lot of clients who say, well, why don't I just go to Indiana, you know, where there are no regulations and I'll get a big tax credit. I think the real challenge is when we fail to look at this as, you know, we're all in this together. If my manufacturing client's going to Indiana, they're going to hire an Indiana attorney. Then I'm not going to be able to hire employees here in Illinois and give them all their benefits. So it's definitely not, we can't look at it through a magnifying glass.
Yeah, I think it's, so this debate is going to continue for a very long time. Mason, thanks for being on the show. Where can people reach you and get more information about what you do?
Absolutely. ColeSadkin.com. And my name is Mason Cole. And so you can just, I guess, go on Google or wherever people go these days. But thanks for having
wherever
me.
People go. So it's www.ColeSadkin.com. Thanks so much, Mason.
Absolutely. Thanks, Barry.
Coming up, how to get your small business unstuck. Isn't this the year that you finally make the money you deserve? This is AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Derek Peters with a look at traffic. Roadways quiet at this hour, but plenty of events going on this weekend that are impacting traffic in Palos Hills. The Palos Hills Friendship Festival has 86th Avenue shut down between 111th and 109th, and 88th Avenue shut down between 107th and 109th. Through tomorrow night, Pace is rerouting all requisite bus routes. In Grand Park, Taste of Chicago has Congress Parkway shut down between Congress Plaza Drive and Columbus Drive, along with Jackson shut down between Michigan and Lakeshore, and Columbus Drive shut down between Roosevelt and Monroe. That will all reopen later this evening. Outside, fair and 64 degrees later in the day, expecting a high of 85 and cloudy weather. Tomorrow, thunderstorms and a high of 84. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@moltz.com. That's barry@moltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out barrymoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
Welcome back. You know, you and I are very much alike. During my many years of running my own company, I had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. For me, it was the moment of truth, and it was a painful realization. My business had flatlined, and I had no idea how to breathe new life into it. Does this sound familiar to you? You know, it was especially difficult for me since my customers were not getting the service I was so passionate about delivering to them. Secondly, and probably most importantly, I wasn't making any money. Finally, my stuck business literally was sucking the life out of me. This was not exactly the way that I thought my business would turn out after reading all of those books. Well, it's kind of normal, sort of. During the life cycle of every single business owner, they get stuck from time to time. Do any of these things sound familiar? Take a listen. Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. It doesn't get much more frustrating than this. You have few new leads to customers coming in, and customers keep just fading away. You're burned out, and you're completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family is starting to suffer as well. You got to get off the roller coaster. I know what it's like to ride this entrepreneurial roller coaster. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be like that. I've had my ups and downs. I finally cracked the code at getting unstuck and moving your business forward. Over the years, I have worked with hundreds of corporations and small business clients to help identify the sticking points in their systems so they can take their business to the next level. Throughout the decades of running my own businesses, I've identified 6 major areas where almost every small business inevitably gets stuck. This is the year that your business gets unstuck. As you journey through my breakthrough training series, I'm going to show you fast and easy and permanent solutions to get unstuck. Each module includes a guided PowerPoint presentation, a voice recording of me presenting this materials in front of a live audience, downloadable lesson notes, downloadable homework assignments, and audio recordings of the 100 best of Business Insanity Talk Radio over the last 5 years. Whether you learn best by watching, listening, or reading, there is a format for you. I've made it very easy for you to absorb the material and develop a clear plan of action of moving forward. There are 6 steps to a better business. This is what I'm going to guarantee you throughout this course. First module is about find new customers and grow the ones you got. You know the drill. When business is booming, you ignore sales and marketing. And then business slows down. And as a result, you go do sales and marketing. This is a hamster wheel to nowhere. Your business remains flatline and stuck as long as you stay on what I call the double helix treadmill. I'll show you how to grow your business by tossing out the old paradigms and traditional sales techniques through my easy-to-follow step-by-step guide. I'm going to show you how to increase the revenue of your business without ever having to sell again. Module number 2 is finding money to manage your business. Because guess what? It's already there. As a small business owner, there's a great joke. It says, I sleep like a baby. I go to bed early and wake up at midnight screaming my head off. Does that sound familiar? Cash flow keeps a lot of small business owners up at night. We've all felt the crunch of following the Great Recession. Cash flow has slowed to a trickle. Bank financing is almost impossible. And customers, well, they're just taking longer to pay their bills. I have found that only 5% of small business owners actually understand the secrets to overcoming the cash crunch. Learning this module will always have cash to run your business. Module number 3, building a team that lasts. One of the most difficult elements of growing a business is hiring and then holding on to the right employees. A good rule of thumb is to be slow to hire and quick to fire. Unfortunately, not many business owners follow this advice. Instead, they hire the first person that fits the role. Then when the employee doesn't work out, they hesitate to fire them, no matter how many team members think they are incompetent. I'm going to show you how to effectively hire, train, manage, and fire people to maximize the leverage in your business. Module number 4, customer service is the new marketing. While this may surprise you, the truth is that customer service is your biggest marketing tool. In this age of social media, traditional advertising really has become meaningless, and people are looking for earned media based on buyers' recommendations. In this module, I'll teach you how to create an effective customer service manifesto so your customer can be served at every level of your organization. Module number 5, you got to break that social media addiction. It's no secret. The World Wide Web can be a worldwide waste of time. Most small businesses have no idea what they're doing. I'll show you how to make sure you use social media as your new marketing voodoo. Module number 6, the real trick to all of this is boosting your productivity. Recent studies have indicated that multitasking can cause brain damage. At the very least, it prevents you from doing what you do best. It certainly doesn't allow you to get things done effectively. You see, here's the thing. Your employees will mimic the way you work. You could soon have a team filled with inefficient, multitasking workers all running around chasing their tails. Get the picture. I'm going to uncover ways to get more done in half the time. I'm going to make sure that you're productive, not just busy. If you want to be part of this wonderful program, go to www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Use the special value code 50 off WIND and get 50% off the price. You'll learn the exact steps you need to take today to move your business to the next level. I guarantee it. So if this is the year that you are really committed to getting your business unstuck and you still have some questions about how it can absolutely positively change the way you do business, give me a call. I make available to all our business listeners a 15-minute free audit of your business and how I can help you get unstuck. The number is 773-837-8250, available to the first 5 callers. I guarantee this is your year.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Hi, I'm Dr. Amy Harris Nguyen of Dr. Amy & Associates and the Center for Integrative Health and Wellness. I want to get you thinking about how powerful your mind is. Our show, Mind Over Matters, will challenge you to think differently about your relationships, happiness, health, and prosperity. Listen each week as we discuss how to blend traditional and holistic health and wellness strategies to live your best life.
Tune in Sunday nights at 9 for Mind Over Matters, your show for body, mind, and spirit, right here on AM 560, The Answer.
For the last decade, it's been called the greatest libertarian show on earth. This year will be no different. Attended by the most brilliant conservative minds today, join us for Freedom Fest, July 19th through the 22nd at the Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. This year, come hear the likes of Greg Gutfeld from Fox News, actor William Shatner, and SRN's very own Larry Elder and Michael Medved. Register now at freedomfest.com and save $100 by using the code REASON100 at freedomfest.com.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, luck is a funny thing around small business. Some say that luck isn't real. Others say that the harder you work, the luckier that you get. Well, my favorite quote around luck is by Jean Couteau. He's a French dramatist. He said, "We must believe in luck, for how else can we explain the success of those we don't like?" I thought that was pretty funny. So here to help us make our own luck is James Oliver Jr., who's the founder of WeMontage.com, the world's only website that turns your photos into removable wallpaper. He's also author of a book called The More You Hustle, The Luckier You Get. You can be a successful parentpreneur. James, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Barry.
So what's your view on luck?
I think, I know a lot of people think there's no such thing, and they get offended, like, oh, I make my own luck. I'm like, well, really, you know, there are some things that happen that are outside of your control. And as like I say in the book, you know, the more you hustle, the luckier you get. Like the more you work hard, the more you prepare, the more you do your homework, you know, opportunities may come to you that had you had nothing to do with. But, you know, those people or those opportunities, they might see something that you did before and might feel comfortable, feel like you have a little more credibility. And then you get the benefit of that, you know, said opportunity that came to you without any influence from yourself.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I definitely believe in luck in business. I always said that I'd rather be lucky than good.
Exactly.
Right? Because I think there's a lot of folks that are really, a lot of folks are lucky. But I also believe the harder you work, the luckier you get. How can you leave yourself open for luck in business?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think the main thing is you have to work hard. It's like you have to hustle. Like you have to. Here's a perfect example. So the company got featured on Good Morning America.
WeMontage.com.
Yeah,
right?
WeMontage. Right. And the opportunity came completely out of the blue. I was contacted by the lifestyle editor from Good Housekeeping magazine, and sight unseen, she just was looking for ways to creatively display images, and without having seen the product, she wanted the WeMontage on the segment, which was the same day that Michael Strahan was on there. And I mean, just think about that for a second. Good Morning America, somebody wants to put your product on Good Morning America, and they haven't seen it?
That's exactly.
No, right? I mean, like, let that sink in for a second. That's unheard of. But the reason she was comfortable doing that is because she went to my website, and she saw how hard we'd worked for the last several years to create a good website. We have a remarkable product. And then she saw all the credibility markers on there previously from the, you know, we're on a Today Show 3 times. So she saw all that. So, yeah, it was completely, had nothing to do with me that she contacted me. But the fact that I had busted my butt previously and worked so hard and put together a good product with good credibility markers, you know, we got on the show. I mean, that was unbelievable.
Yeah, and I believe that the more you work to create these kinds of opportunities, the more chance that something like this will fall into your lap, right?
Exactly, 100%.
So, all right, James, I appreciate you being on the show. Where can people learn, get your book? It's called The More You Hustle, The Luckier You Get. You can be a successful parentpreneur. Where can you get a copy of the book, and where can people learn more about your business?
Yep, so they can get the book at themoreyouhustle.com, or they could go right to Amazon if they prefer. The business is WeMontage.com, and we're on Instagram at WeMontage. I'm on Twitter at James Oliver Jr., James Oliver Jr., as well as at WeMontage, and happy to connect with people and answer any questions I have that
James,
they may have.
James, we're lucky to have you on the show.
I'm lucky to be here.
All right. And I want to thank all of you for joining us in this week's radio show. I want to thank our sponsor, Nextiva. And, of course, I want to thank our producer. I'm so lucky to have them, especially our booking producer, Sarah Schaffrin, our in-studio producer, Debbie Schreiner, our marketing manager, Courtney Dury. If you're serious about being more successful this year, give me a call on my private line, 773-837-8250, or you can email me at barry@moltz.com. Isn't this the year that you finally get your small business unstuck? Isn't this the year that you finally make the money you deserve? Remember, love everyone, Trust the few and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymaltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
You are about to hear from Dr.